WILL's Youth Media Workshop presents Inspiration Radio, Relationships That Matter to Youth. Girls from Edison Middle School and boys from Urbana High School interviewed someone they care about and edited those interviews for radio. Sixth grade student Arielle Britton interviewed her mother, Sharon Davis, about growing up with seven brothers and sisters. Family car rides were always a little risky, but not in the way you might think.
Tell me about your life here when you was a child with eight brothers and sisters, including you.
I had a very interesting childhood. As you mentioned, I am the youngest of eight children, so I believe that I was in the best spot, mm-hmm. and I still believe that to this day. Being the baby had a lot of advantages, and I was able to watch and learn a lot of things.
And I understand that when you was little, your dad, when he spit out the window, it will fly back to you, and you all had to duck. Have you ever got hit in the face?
We always got hit in the face with spit. And how that worked is we had a really big car, so all of us would kind of pile in the back seat. And my dad, he would be driving. We would have our windows down because we didn't have air conditioning. So we would have our windows down. We would hear him, you know, getting ready to spit. So he would hock up the spit, spit out of the driver window, and the wind would blow it back inside of the rear window. So as time went along, we knew that once we heard him hock up that spit, we needed to duck our heads down because it was coming.
How was shopping like with all those kids? How was it like?
It was very interesting. Sometimes we would go in the store with our parents, but very rarely. What they did is they would say, oh, we're going in the store and we're going to get a few things. And so they said, we'll be right back out. And they would leave us in the car. It would take maybe over an hour. And we'd be sitting in the car waiting on them to come back with a few things. And they would come out with a whole bunch of groceries. But I'm sure it was probably easier for them to have us inside of the car versus being inside of the store with them where we would ask them to buy us things.
What kind of games did you all play in the house?
A game that we played in the house was baseball. And we didn't use the actual ball, but when you came into the entrance of our home, we had a hallway, and it had stairs to your immediate right. So what we would do is one person would stand in front of the door, and they would be the batter. We would take our arms. That would be our bat. Someone else would stand in the hallway and throw us the sock. And so we would hit the sock with our arms, and the different bases would be like the hallway wall, one would be another wall. We would kind of run up the stairs. So we were able to pretty much play any sorts of game we wanted in the house as long as we weren't breaking anything or tearing anything up.
That was Sharon Davis, the youngest of eight children, recalling stories of her childhood to her daughter, Arielle Britton. Arielle recorded and edited her conversation with her mother for WILL's Youth Media Workshops radio series, Inspiration Radio, Relationships That Matter to Youth. Teacher Mevany Palmer and University of Illinois journalism student Morgan Martin mentored the students in the Youth Media Workshop. For more information on the workshop, visit our website, will.illinois.edu.